I was contacted earlier today by somebody within the Pinelands High community telling me about something that I found very interesting, and I hope you will too. Apparently, and it was the first that I was aware of it, towards the end of 2017, a group of students and the RCL, which is the Representative Council of Learners, went to the school management and said, there's some things in our school crest that we're not comfortable with. And that ushered in a 3-year process, which led to last week a new school crest being launched to replace that which had been in existence for the last 70-odd years. Dave Campbell is the principal of Pinelands High, and we'll also be speaking to Bethany Toohey, who is the chair of the current Representative Council of Learners. Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Was the school founded in 1952? So this is the founding crest which has been changed.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And what were the symbols in the crest which were thought to be, and then I presume found, to be problematic?
John, as the school was founded in 1952, it was the tercentenary of Van Riebeck's landing at the Cape. And the original designer of the crest notes that the three gold annulets or circles which form part of the existing crest or the old crest were from Van Riebeck's family coat of arms. And that was really what was regarded as offensive because of its direct link to colonialism.
And I presume you were principal at the time that this was raised in 2017?
I was, yes.
Okay. And what was your initial reaction to that, Dave?
Well, it was an interesting period of time. We had a fair amount of conflict, I suppose, and some anger from students. I understand that it had been raised in previous years, but we had something of a protest among students, which was linked to the crest and to some other perceived institutional biases in the school. And so we took it very seriously and engaged with the RCL and with other students, and that began the process of wide consultation in order to work out a way ahead.
Because I presume there would have been at least some parents, perhaps even some pupils and some teachers, who thought, what's the fuss about?
Very much so, and obviously past pupils as well. And that was very important for us to consult widely then and to listen to people, so that everybody could have their say, which is what the process involved. But yes, there were people who were naysayers and said, why are you trying to erase history? And I think the riposte to that is, we're not trying to erase history, we are recognizing history, but also recognizing injustice of the past. Interestingly, many of our young people, families at Pinelands High School, have heritages that date back to slaves and slavery from the 16th and 17th century, 17th and 18th century.
And I presume some would have heritage dating back to the indigenous peoples of South Africa as well.
Indeed. Yeah. And so we understood completely as a school management, as a school governing body, that this was a necessary change and the right thing to do.
Rafik, who's producing the show for me this afternoon, has just typed up a message on my screen saying, I'm an ex-PHS student, love the new crest. Dave, I'm sure that I will speak to you again, but let's bring Bethany Toohey, who is chair of the Representative Council of Learners. Bethany, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm very good, thanks.
I mean, you are now, I presume, in matric, so you would have been in grade 8?
Grade 8, yes.
Yeah. When this, were you one of those who raised the issue, or were you an early adopter of the desire to have a look at the crest and remove that which was offensive?
Well, actually, originally I only came into Pinelands High in grade 10, so it's amazing how the community spirit and the school spirit really invaded my heart. But I saw how passionate other students were around me, and that made me really want to look into the school's beliefs and values and see how we can change it in the front for other people to see. So it was from the 2 years that I was in office, it's really been an amazing experience seeing how much spirit that my school peers have had to be able to change something that the rest of the generation coming can be proud of.
What's your description of the process that has happened while you've been on the school premises?
Well, it's been really tedious, but very communal, also very democratic. We've tried to communicate as much as we can with the school community, and school community being the students and the staff, because obviously having the whole of the school community being involved, it can just get really out of proportion. But it's been quite a long process, but just to see it come now while I'm still serving in Pinelands High School, it's just really amazing to see, and quite an honor, really.
And the process of deciding what would replace those amulets, which were, you know, symbols of Van Riebeck's family, how did that unfold?
Well, we reviewed, and it was established that there were symbols that were related to South Africa's colonial past. And when we were looking at the symbols for our new crest, we wanted something that, that could be related to with our motto, which is a school that is rooted in South Africa. And we wanted something that could be related to by all students. So when we were looking at it, and also we got a new motto with that, which is diversity, eenheid, and ukukuhla, which is diversity, unity, and growth. We wanted that to really tie with all of the values that we have in our school, and not what we want to become, but also who we are right now. So when we were choosing the symbols, we really wanted something that just represented us as a school rooted in Africa.
And your sense of the degree of buy-in from that part of the school with whom you are in most contact, the pupils, is it a sense that probably 100 out of 100 or 99 out of 100 of the pupils at Pinelands High go, this is a good thing, or there's still a couple that hold out for tradition?
Well, when I first saw the crest, it actually varies among all of the students. When I first saw the crest, it took me quite a while to actually get used to it, because I've been used to this one crest for, yes, just 2 years, but it holds a lot of meaning behind it as well, despite being a colonial, related to colonial past. But and then other students, when they first saw it, they were like, wow, this is perfect. But it really grows on you, and once you get the context and the meaning behind each symbol, it's amazing. You really also tie yourself to that.
Okay, let's go back to Dave Campbell, the principal of Pinelands High. Now, Dave, it's very, very different from the old crest. And that was part of the idea, not to make cosmetic changes, to remove a symbol and replace it with something more contemporary, but to come up with something entirely new, reflective of a new kind of approach to education and schooling.
That's correct. John, we engaged in an operation where we asked people in the community, and that included parents and anybody who wished to offer us designs, and we received over 20 designs. And it was at that point that we realized that there were some common threads that were running through these designs, and we were able to then pick, if you like, those symbols and say, look, these symbols are politically neutral, but they have huge meaning, like the protea as the national flower of the country, as representing our unique fynbos in the Western Cape, or Table Mountain with its iconic outline, and which is really the backdrop to our school as well. And so through that process, we were able to say we move away from the old, and we move towards something that is new and fresh, something which is going to unite us and draw people with it.
And the process of looking at the crest, to what extent did that filter into wider engagements around other issues within the school community?
I think it's part of our engagement with wider issues in the school community, John. Particularly, I would guess, in the last 4 or 5 years, the school has been very engaged in a transformative journey. That's not to say that we haven't been engaged in that process for a long time, but I think events nationally have speeded that up, and so we have lifted all manner of areas in our school in terms of the transformation agenda. So it's been one part of it. I wouldn't say it sped it up, but I think it was a part of it.
Dave Campbell, the Pinelands High School principal, thanks for talking to us. And let's give the final word to the young one, Bethany Toohey, chairperson of the RCL. Do you feel that this is now a school, or it is a school, not necessarily now, that it is a school where you can raise an issue, where pupils can go to the teachers, go to the school governing body and say, this is what we think, and be listened to?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, the thing is that when we have a school and when we have an organization, there's a lot of people that would love to be heard. And that's, I think that's what, when I came to Pinelands High, that's what drew me to it the most, was that how much they engage and listen to their students. And being able to work in the background and just seeing how the process is and how seriously we take the students' proposals and suggestions, it really makes me excited for the future to come, because if a school can do this and if they are willing to see their vulnerabilities and see their mistakes in some of the systems, then what is stopping it from growing to even brighter and better future?
Bethany Toohey, thanks very much for talking to us.